First of all, Joe, how can anybody show up on a stage with a pair of pants like that? Did you see those things over there? Good grief.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a fashion insultant. I am a professional. This is not for the squeamish, but it can be acquired through a consistent behavior of bad taste. Thank you.
I guess I'm a member of the club.
Absolutely, sir.
This fellow comes from Georgia but lives in California right now. He's a longtime violinist and percussionist for the David Grismas Quintet, and he was honored in 2009 by the Folk Alliance with the Best of the West Award. The California-based art agitator believes that strong songs and broad smiles make for a good show, and I think that you'll agree that that's going to happen right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gray Fox, Mr. Joe Craven.
Sometimes the shadow wins, but I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. I want to see you. Some disappearing, bow down to the mighty. Just keep holding your tongue. Maybe there's a way out of the cage where you. Maybe there's a way out of the place where you. I wanna see you be brave, what you wanna say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave. Words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave. See you, I just wanna see you. I just wanna see you. Oh, I wanna see you be brave. Wanna see you. I just wanna see you. I just wanna see you. Oh, I wanna see you be brave. Wanna see.
Thank you.
Well, I got a hope inside my soul. Don't you hear Kirby's all the mud? Yeah. I know I live it forevermore. Don't you hear Kirby's all the mud? Yeah. Don't you hear Kirby's all the mud? Jerusalem on. Thank the light, there's rhythm and music in my soul, and my soul's set free. You hear Jerusalem on. This one comes from the infidelity file of folk. It's a big file. Right behind the infidelity file of folk is the passion murder ballad, Cause and Effect. The shady side sunny mountain. That's the place it all began. There once lived a fairest maiden, and her name was Julie. Julie's bow is telling it's just a poor boy with treasures few. Still he promised rings of silver for to prove his love is true. Have you seen her ever moonlight? Silver eyes upon her hand. Now she wears a crown of sun and her name was Julie. Wake me early in the morning, hear the birds begin to sing. I'll get silver from the mountain, and I'll fashion me. So off he rode across the mountains, where the fields were damp with dew, but it stayed. According to Jenny Lou, had you said around the moonlight, silver eggs upon her head. Now she wears a crown of sun, and cabin door was standing open on that wild and lonely night, and the hound dog, he lay a dying in the gloomy candlelight. They found a shattered empty rifle and the shawl she used to wear, but they never found his jewel. And they never found a hungry bear. Had you said that the moonlight's next part of her hair? She wears a crown of sun, and her name was Julie. Now she wears a crown of sorrow, and her name was Julie.
Thank you much. Thanks, everybody. Reminds me of a tombstone that belongs to a fella that died rather suddenly and unexpectedly in the little town of Dixon, California, where I live. He was a homesteader there. Lived between Sacramento and San Francisco. And in 1887, Russell J. Logan died with a rather infamous epitaph upon his tombstone, and it reads as follows. Five important things for a man to have a happy life. Happy life. Number one, be with a woman who can clean up after herself, make a good meal from time to time, and if she chooses, be allowed to have a job. This is 1887. Number two, be with a woman that can make you laugh. Number three, be with a woman that you can trust and will not lie to you. Number four, be with a woman that enjoys being with you and enjoys great romance. And number five, make sure these four women never meet each other, or you could wind up dead like me. Yes, that's right. Well, here's one. In celebration of a set of music I'm going to be doing a little later with a couple of Joes, in addition to myself, Mr. Joe Newberry from North Carolina and Mr. Joe Walsh, who has graced the stage many times here at Grey Fox. Played a fabulous set with Mr. Sun yesterday. It's a piece of music written by a guy named Joe South back in the 60s. How many of you remember the 60s? Fill me in later. Pardon? It was the burrito.
I could be you, you could be me, for just 1 hour. We could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Oh, you could see you through my eyes, instead of your ego. Believe you did, surprised to see yourself from the other side. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Before you accuse, criticize and abuse, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey, before you criticize and go, walk a mile in my shoes. Now all the world you see around you is just a reflection, and the law of karma says you're gonna be just what you sow. So unless you live the lie of total perfection, I think twice of any stone that you might throw. And yet we still might keep throwing stones at one another. So I don't wear the same clothes, eat the same food, have the same faith, think the way you do. Oh, no, I may be a common person, I'm your brother. We strike out and hurt each other, it's a hurting everyone. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey, before you accuse, criticize and guess, walk a mile in my shoes. stations and in a city ghetto. And brother, there for the grace of God, though you and I, if I only had little wings of an angel, you know I'd fly to the top of the mountain loudly and cry.
Some fiddle music here. If the fiddle strings felt no more stroke,
if the old head on that banjo broke,
if no one sang or cracked a joke, then where's the good in living? For all of life plays like a tune. It sounds so sweet, and it ends too soon. So go on, rosin up your bow before it's time to go. If nobody moved their feet about, if the Guinness boys stopped making stout, now some of us might soon forget what life was all about and grow quite thirsty. For some of us who have hocked and pawned and spent till our money's all gone in these recessionary times, well, maybe we then have the opportunity to find out what we were really living on and never even knew. For all of life plays like a tune. Sounds so sweet, and it ends too soon. So go on. Rosin up your bow before it's time to go.
creation hardcore. Now I burn and sang at the old day. Angel lad came along, snow and rain. Angel lad, baby girl, let us go. Made me hear quaver day. And the baker, it is your day. Oh, Angel, I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, something you've maybe been waiting for and maybe not. But either way, you have no choice. Please make welcome the Donkey's Jawbone. Jackson Weiss is not included. Some jawbones may vary. You can turn on the percussion mic right now.
Yeah.
It's a convenient time to turn it on. More. Thank you. Now we can hear it. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Happy.
I'll crank it, son. Come on. Just think like hip-hop jawbone. Yo, ma.
Down on the old plantation, and that's where I was born. Used to hold the whole creation high and corn. Now I'd work and there I'd sing happy all the day. Angel Lana came along, stole my heart away, baby.
Dance floor is open. old time feel for you there. Written by Stephen Foster, one of America's first pop songwriters. The thing that is so great about this community of music that we are immersed in is that it celebrates the grand old tradition of perpetual transition of a great idea, an informally learned idea, a melody, a song, and it is shared by the person next to you, and that person then, in a wonderful Amway style program, shares that music, that great idea across the diaspora of what we think of as the great folk, the great landscape of folk music, of which bluegrass and all its kissing cousins are a part of. And the thing that's so great about, of course, Gray Fox is that it celebrates education as part of that process, the all-inclusive celebration of folk music, making it available to anybody that wishes to do so. It is a fabulous celebration of the fact that art has no room for prejudice. All it does, all it should do, is to welcome people in, to celebrate more of who they already are through music. Well, the great thing about that, of course, is if you can learn to play, keep a beat, and play like two or three chords, you can already play half the material in Carl Sandburg's Great American Song Bag. And I had a great opportunity to play with some of the kids with the Bluegrass Academy here at Gray Fox earlier this morning. And the thing about it is, you can give this music away. The minute you learn your first piece of music, you can give it away as a gift to people. You can give it to kids. You can go out to a school, or you can share it with a community of folks that you know or don't know. I do a lot of pro bono work. I support my family. I've raised four kids, I've been out making literally hundreds of dollars annually playing folk music and supporting my family. And I'm very proud of that accomplishment. But I also do pro bono, as I said. I give it away. I also give it away, because a lot of it was given to me as I was learning and still learning and always will be learning. Folks, the definition of a master, in my opinion, is a great student. Somebody who has really figured out the journey, the value of the journey of learning all the way to the grave. There was a great classical cellist by the name of Pablo Casals, and who was interviewed in his 90s. One of the great classical cellists of the 20th century. He was asked, why do you spend every day practicing as much as you do at your age? And his response was, well, because I think I'm showing some improvement. Well, a fellow called me up to do just that, to give some music away at a funeral up in Oroville, California, up near where I live. I said, of course. There was no budget for it, but very loved individual of the community had passed away, everybody came out. Matter of fact, the fella had no money, he had no surviving family, so they took up an offering. He always talked about wanting to return to the earth when his time came, and so they took up a collection, bought a plot at the Oroville Cemetery outside of town there, and they got him a coffin, and the day of the memorial service, I got in my car. He had warned me that there's no cell reception, so he wanted to make sure the directions were good, looked good to me. Got in my car, got up towards there about 30 minutes out. I got miserably lost. But I finally arrived because I could see the beautiful expanse of green lawn, and my eye went immediately to this large mound of fresh earth and three fellas under a tree with digging implements having lunch. But everybody else was gone. I was over an hour late. But I drove right up to the spot, got out of my van, walked over, looked down into the hole, and I could see some earth was already in place there. There was just the top, the arched top of the coffin. I got out of my car, got my fiddle, I pulled it out, and I started to just play for him. I played for him. These three fellas came over and looked down and looked at me and looked down, and after playing for a couple more minutes, a tear came to one of their eyes, and as it left, it was contagious. there? Did I go away? I went away. Coming and going, that's the story of my life. It could be. There it is. Like magic. And I even shedded a couple tears myself watching these guys, and I wound up playing maybe the most emotional version of Amazing Grace I'll ever play, and I nothing needed to be said. I put my fiddle in my case and I walked to my car, and the three gentlemen turned and walked back to finish their lunch and then finish the work that they had ahead of them. And but as they left, I heard I heard one of them say something very extraordinary to his colleagues. He said, I'll never forget it. He said, I've never seen anything like this. And I've been putting in septic tanks for over 25 years. Thank you very much. I'll be here all weekend. How's that number three wedge doing? Let's pop that back up. I don't know. It could be that split signal, maybe. I don't know. No? No? All right. How about exhibit? We had the exhibit A, the jawbone. Exhibit B today, ladies and gentlemen, the Canjo. Canjo. You can make one of these things for less than $5. I go out to schools and teach kids how to make instruments like this. And if you're going to make one, get a number 10 food service can and make sure you get one that has good harmony. It's very important for music making. Thank you. And of course, you want to be able to have an electric canjo. Why not? You know, why not go for it?
Thank you.
buried him under that sand. Now every locomotive come a roaring by. God bless a steel driving man. God bless a steel driving. God bless a steel driving man.
Check 1, 2, check 1. I was going to do a piece of Latin music for you, but I will do something by the late, great Lester Flatt. Are there any questions about the material I've been covering so far? Yes, I do. Thank you, John. I do. Yes. Fantastic. Found out today the little game you play. I've been sleeping all my life away. You've been stepping, so they say, dreaming night and day. I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. There's a honky tonk down the road. Just about a mighty soul. Understand that's where you spend your time. Baby, I got news for you. Your little game is through. From now on, baby, you go to the other line. From so they say to you. your daddy wrong. You've been stepping, so they say, between night and day. Sleep with one eye open, sleep with one eye open, sleep with one eye open for down.
Django Reinhardt. All right. I'm gonna go to some places I didn't plan on doing, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna leave you with this and one more short thing. Thanks so much for listening to me. It's my first time at Grey Fox. I'm a Grey Fox virgin. Everybody's being gentle and loving. This is a fabulous, fabulous event. I'm very grateful to the festival for having me. I'm going to be doing some workshops, some outside-the-box workshops for adults. I'm going to be doing one this afternoon. I've got the Joe Show. I'm going to be part of Daryl Anger's late-night thing and some things tomorrow. Consult your Grey Fox Treasure Guide to Fun for stages and times. And again, I'm honored to be with such an incredible stable of people honoring the grand old tradition of perpetual transition in folk music. This is a vocalese about Django Reinhardt. Swing 39, swing 42. Those were the years, and such were the tunes. Oh, Django, you still speak to me. Oh, and he played by the Champs-Élysées. No one had ever heard it that way. Pure Django, it's what it came to be. A style of pure animation, defying imitation. A caravan wagon, Paris cafe, red scarf and guitar that gypsy could play. I'm talking about Django and G. Applause to the haze of small cabarets. A hot glove swinging, the people would say, Monsieur Django, he plays so effortlessly. One crippled hand out setting free, that way of playing so differently. Your Django is what it came to be. A master of improvisation, defying their imitation. He's gone, the vinyl plays on. That gypsy spirit still lives in my songs. I'm talking about Django. Those were the tunes. Oh, Django, you still speak to me. Oh, and he played by the Champs-Élysées. No one had ever heard jazz that way. Your Django, so unusually. Style of pure animation, fiery incantations. Though he's gone, the vinyl plays on, that gypsy spirit still resides.
covers of our songs. I'm talking his anthology, pure Django, soul Djangology.
Folk music, give it a chance. Listen to the stories that get up and dance. It was born in the fields, mythology and the facts. Chanted to the swing of an axe. In prison, from ship to rail to factories. Sung in churches, sung in missions. Right up to the breakfast table of your kitchen. All the back porch, up on the roof, down on the street. Singing harmonic structures and laying down the beat. I'm talking about skiffle bands, hokum bands, and the minstrels too.
Putting on the happy or making it blue.
I'm talking about Doc Boggs, Charlie Poole, Charlie Patton, Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, Roscoe Holcomb, Uncle Dave Macon, Fiddlin' John Carson from North Georgia, and all the old-time kickers. Louis Armstrong said folk music is the music played by folks, but it is the uncommon music of the common people, and this stuff ain't weak. And it ain't feeble. I'm talking about fiddle tunes, another old-time business. Twist it, tweak it, give it a listen.
Hey, diddle diddle, cats with their fiddles, folks dancing under the moon. My little son laughs to see such sport as I'm playing a groove on the spoons.
It's a folk music retro, gone metro, acoustically electro. It's traditional, medicinal, and totally unconditional. Gospel, the blues, old-time, country, bluegrass, real live music, kicking up the past. Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, Architects of the Sound, making it fat. Earl Scruggs, the Stanley Brothers, Jimmy Martin, Doc Watson, Vassar Clements, they were like no other. Lightning Hopkins and Reverend Gary Davis, Blues Masters, they've all come to save us. Elizabeth Cotton, Memphis Minnie, Rosalie Sorrells with Stories of Plenty, Malvina Reynolds, Maybelle Carter, Hazel Dickens, and Odetta. All the women of folk, it doesn't get any better. Jimmy Rogers, Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie, Utah Phillips talking hobo history, Pete, Mike, and Peggy, the Seeger family, this ain't no fluff, it's great stuff, you see. And Dylan,
whoa, Dylan, you got a lot of nerve.
From generation to generation, it's oral communication across every nation. Remember, Duke Ellington said there's only two kinds of music, good and bad, so learn how to use it. John Coltrane said, be sincere and you won't abuse it. From the obscure of the public domain to the number one pop hit. I play a mandolin, a drum, I lay down a rap. This is all communication, and that's a fact. We have come here at Grey Fox to reflect, not disrespect. Life's a celebration, so what the heck? Be happy, love one another. Teach the children, shake hands with your brother. Get the rhythm and go undercover.
And teach a new dance step to somebody's mother.
Because music is a language, let's all learn how to speak it. It's all around the world, so let's listen and believe it. From India, France, and Argentina to Cuba, Zaire, and Indonesia. So, beat on a box, saw on a fiddle. Run up to a jam and jump in the middle. Commit yourself, dedicate yourself, and at least once a day, take it off of the shelf and do it. Do it from your heart, because it comes from within. My name's Joe Craven. I'm just here to help spread it. Get into all kinds of folk music. You won't regret it. Thank you.